Every Christian has gotten hooked up to the power plant of the Holy Spirit, but every Christian hasn't flipped the switch.
Dr. Tony Evans says the extent to which we experience the power and presence of God in our lives is up to us.
If you're not cultivating a relationship with Christ, you're not accessing the kingdom of God.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. Electricity has revolutionized how humans live because of the power that flows from it. Today, Dr. Evans examines another source of power that should be transforming the lives of all believers, and that's the power of God's Holy Spirit. Let's join him as he takes a deep dive into this often misunderstood and underutilized aspect of the Holy Spirit's nature.
I'm sure you would agree with me that electricity is one of the most powerful, beneficial forces that are available to us. Our homes are heated because of it. We're able to cook and refrigerate, turn lights on, and the myriad of other benefits because of the power of electricity. Without that power source available to our lives and to our homes and businesses and churches, life would be a lot tougher, a lot more challenging, and a lot more difficult. It has revolutionized how we live because of the power that is associated with this invisible force. Well, I want to talk to you about another power. We've been talking about the names of the Holy Spirit, the names or the synonyms given to him in Scripture. And today I want to talk to the Holy Spirit as the power. In Acts chapter 1, the first 8 verses, Jesus Christ has risen from the dead, and as he comes to the conclusion of the 40-day window between his resurrection and his ascension, he comes and he meets with his followers, his disciples. He tells them things at the end of verse 3 concerning the kingdom of God. The book of Acts is about the kingdom. Jesus will physically return and rule. In the meantime, he's left the church and birthed the church to be his kingdom representatives until he comes, modeling and manifesting the presence of the kingdom in the midst of the culture. But Jesus throws in a statement in verse 8. But you will receive power. Here's our word. When the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and even to the remotest parts of the earth. He talks to them about the power. Now, they wanted to know when he was going to return to set up the kingdom. Jesus tells them in verse 7, it's not for you to know. God is not revealing right now the time of his return to set up his earthly, messianic, millennial rule for 1,000 years over planet Earth. But between my leaving, Jesus says, and my returning, I am not going to give you my physical presence, but I am going to share with you my spiritual power. So what Jesus has left behind in his absence is the person of the Holy Spirit and the power that accompanies that person. One of the most misunderstood and underutilized aspects of the Holy Spirit is the understanding of his power. The Holy Spirit is a powerful person. He is a person, the third member of the Trinity, who takes from God and delivers to us so that the power of heaven is made available to you and me in history while we wait for the powerful one, Jesus Christ, to return. So let's talk about the power. Jesus has been teaching about the kingdom of God. Now, those of you who are familiar, both in our church and outside of our church, with the philosophy and worldview of our ministry, it's about the kingdom. The kingdom agenda, the visible demonstration and manifestation of a comprehensive rule of God over every area of life. God wants his people to become kingdomized, that is, to become full-time disciples where all of life is relationally ruled under the lordship of Jesus Christ. He says, while I'm not yet ready to set up my kingdom, I'm going to let you have some kingdom electricity. I'm going to let you have some kingdom power. What does that tell us right there? Bible study is foundational. Jesus was teaching. But Bible study is not enough. Knowing scripture is absolutely critical. But knowing scripture is not enough. Memorizing scripture is meaningful. But it's not enough. Because Jesus says, you're going to need some power to go with it. That's why we see people who go to church stay unchanged. They may have the information, they may have the knowledge, but they don't have the power. So the word of God, which is alive, is not working for them because the power of the Holy Spirit is missing, even if the teaching is orthodox, correct, and kingdom-centered, which it must be. I had a problem in my home with my heating unit some years ago. It was not working and I was freezing in the dead of winter. I called the repairman over and I said, I think I need a new heating unit. This does not work. Have you ever felt that way about the Bible, about the Word of God, about church, about praying? It just doesn't work. He came over and he looked at my unit and he said, your unit is fine, but your igniter is off. Now, the igniter, a little small piece of equipment inside the unit, is designed to light up the pilot so that the flame can flow. But because the igniter wasn't working, nothing else worked. You can go to a Bible teaching church, have a Bible teaching pastor, be in a Bible believing small group, go to a Bible Sunday school class, have bibliocentric devotions, and it does not work if the igniter is not working, because that's responsible for displaying the power. The Holy Spirit is the igniter. And his job is to bring the truth of God, because Jesus was speaking, teaching, off the pages of the Bible into your life experience. And if you are not ignited by the power, you will not see the word of God at work in your life. And it will seem like a book that doesn't work, even though you may believe it. Now, you need to know it. You need to study it. You need to read it. But you need the power to go with it, even if Jesus is the one teaching. Have you ever seen a rowboat trying to pull somebody on water skis? No. You've never seen somebody on water skis being pulled by a rowboat, folk rowing, pulling somebody on water skis. You know why? That's not enough power. A lot of us are trying to row our way out of our problems, our defeats, our addictions, our weaknesses, and the skis just won't stay on top of the water. We keep going under. You know why? Because we're not hooked up to the right thing. But now you put a motorboat on there and not a rowboat, well, now the skis can go somewhere because it's hooked up to the right amount of power. He says, I'm leaving, but I'm going to leave behind a dunamis, where we get our word dynamite. I'm going to leave behind power. The word but in verse 8 is a hard contrast, not a casual contrast. The word but here means This is a significant difference. And I'm going to give you something that's going to blow your mind. This power source called the Holy Spirit. The job of the Holy Spirit is to take heaven and bring it to earth and empower you with it so that God's resident in you, on you, upon you becomes visible through you.
Dr. Evans will have more on the power of the Holy Spirit when he returns in a moment. First, though, I want to tell you briefly about our current featured resource. It's Tony's brand new book, The Power of the Holy Spirit's Names. And it dovetails with the two-volume, 12-part series we've been listening to today. This book and these audio messages can help you shift your thoughts, calm your emotions, and strengthen your resolve as you realize the Holy Spirit is available to guide, assist, and comfort, and in direct proportion to the investment you make in your relationship with Him. If you contact us right away and make a contribution to help keep Tony's teaching on this station, we'll send you the book and the extended series on CDs or MP3s as our gift. We'll also include the companion DVD Bible study and workbook to help you dig even deeper into this important topic. Don't miss out. This special combination offer will only be available through tomorrow. So call us today at 1-800-800-3222 and let us send you all three of these resources on the power of the Holy Spirit's names. Again, that's 1-800-800-3222 or visit TonyEvans.org. I'll repeat that information later on after part two of today's teaching and this.
Have you noticed how mean the world has become? The vitriol, the lack of civility? Well, that's why we've initiated Kindness in the Culture.
Through the use of innovative and customizable kindness cards, Dr. Tony Evans says it's easy to reach out to people you meet who need a reminder that someone cares.
Ask God to guide you at least once a week to show kindness to someone who needs a kind word spoken or a kind act done. And with this card, they will be reminded that kindness does matter, and hopefully they'll pass it on to someone else as well.
In addition, Tony's powerful book, Hope for the Hurting, offers just the kind of encouragement someone suffering hurt or loss needs to make it through their day and discover a lasting peace.
You know, life is full of needs and struggles, disappointments. I know personally what that feels like. We want to help you do an act of kindness for someone by making available to them our book and Bible study, Hope for the Hurting. This will give them the comfort of God as they deal with the struggles of life.
For a limited time and only while supplies last, we're making the Hope for the Hurting book and Bible study available to anyone who sends a gift of any amount. Visit TonyEvans.org to make your request. To maximize the reach of this Hope for the Hurting kindness campaign, we need to limit this special offer to only one per person. Contact us today at TonyEvans.org.
Ask for your copy of Hope for the Hurting to encourage someone else. It's time for Kindness in the Culture.
To take advantage of Tony's special Hope for the Hurting Kindness in the Culture offer, we ask that you include a minimum gift of $5 to help defray shipping and handling. Find out more at TonyEvans.org. And now, back to our message.
So now, let's review. Jesus is preaching the kingdom. He's proclaiming to them the rule of God to come and the power for it while you're waiting on Him to come back. Now, you must understand, God's kingdom is a different realm. Let me say that again. God's kingdom is a different realm. It's a different realm of talking. It's a different realm of walking. It's a different realm of thinking. It's a different realm of acting. It's a different realm of relating. It's a different realm of perceiving. The problem is, you need power to operate in this different realm because it's not the realm you used to. See, we're growing up in the realm of the five senses. that allows us to operate in the physical world. The problem is that you now belong to another kingdom. So what God is expecting is that you will now operate from the realm of the new kingdom that you are a part of, but you're going to need power to operate in that realm. The Holy Spirit's job is to kingdomize you. Jesus is teaching about the kingdom, and he wants to kingdomize you with the power, the ability to live out kingdom principles. Now, the question is, how do I get this power working? Okay, you told me I have it, but how do I get it? Well, let me read a few verses from St. John, where Jesus is talking in chapter 16 about the Holy Spirit. John 16, he's been, again, teaching them. Verse 12, I have many more things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now because it's going to wipe you out. I got so much truth. It's going to be too much and too hot for you to handle. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own initiative. But whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will disclose to you what is to come. He will glorify me, for he will take of mine and disclose it to you. All things that my Father has are mine. Therefore, I said he will take of mine and will disclose it to you. Okay, let's try to walk with this now. What he says is, there's this hookup. It starts with my daddy. And everything that my daddy has, I have by his one-of-a-kind, unique, only begotten son. We are in sync 100%. And my Father discloses to me what's his. I disclose what's mine that belongs to my Father to my spirit. My spirit will disclose it to you. So what does that tell you? If you are not in sync with the Spirit, you are not going to get it from the Son, because those three operate in sync. The Father gives it to the Son gives it to the Spirit, and it's the Spirit's job to give it to you. But give what to you? He says in chapter 16, verse 13, and when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, the Spirit will only transfer truth. So if you're not operating on the Word of God, you're not operating on truth. The moment you detour from Scripture, you have canceled out the transfer. You have unplugged the electricity. You've cut the line, because the Spirit only deals with truth, because that is what turns on the ignition of the power of the Holy Spirit. So it is your connection to Christ that engages the Holy Spirit, not only in talk, but in walk. And he begins to engage with you. Every Christian has gotten hooked up to the power plant of the Holy Spirit. But every Christian, even though they hooked up, haven't flipped the switch, because they do not have visible and verbal sight and sound of identification, glorification of Jesus Christ. So if you're not cultivating a relationship with Christ, you're not accessing the kingdom of God. That's not something you can just do on Sunday. That's got to be a way of life. So the more you seek Christ based on his word, the more the power will take place. And what will happen? He says, you're going to be a clear-cut public representative of Jesus Christ. He says, when the power of the Spirit comes on you, verse 8 of Acts 1, you shall be my, Jesus's, witnesses. So when you get empowered, your testimonial is going to come out visibly and verbally. You shall be, not you shall try to be. Because it'll be natural. It's natural for a woman who gets married to wear a wedding ring. If you got to talk her into wearing a wedding ring and she got married, you got issues. When she switches kingdom from singlehood and daddy to married and husband, she's going to show that ring, she's going to show that picture, and she's going to talk about her husband. All right? That's the way it's supposed to be. Why? Because she switched kingdoms. So she's going to talk about that. When you done switch kingdoms and the Holy Spirit is all on you because you have identified with Christ, you shall be my witnesses. See, we try to force people into representing Jesus when they haven't even fully understood the kingdom they switched to, so they don't have power to represent him. You know, in a political season, folks be representing, don't they? Folks be doing some representing. They represent their candidates. They fuss, fight, cuss, get mad at each other, divide Christians over it, because they be talking about their candidate. I'm voting for this one. I'm voting for that one. I don't know how you could vote for that one. I don't know how you could vote for this one. They go on, policy versus personality. They go back and forth, back and forth. You know what we're doing? We witnessing. Hello. We're giving testimony to our candidate. So help a brother out. How can you give testimony to an earthly king and you can't say nothing about the King of Kings and Lord of Lords? You got power to open up your mouth about somebody here today and gone tomorrow, and you don't have the power to represent Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, who loved you, who died on the cross for you, who rose from the dead for you, who's coming back for you, who's going to give you an eternal home in heaven and let you rule with him on earth. Are you telling me you are ashamed of your candidate who's already won? There's power available. Holy Ghost power is available to you. No matter what your background is, no matter how weak you are, the Holy Spirit is ready to empower you and lift you. He'll be helium in your life, lift you out of your defeats, lift you out of your addictions, lift you out of your cursing tongue, lift you out of your lack of sexual identity clarification. He will lift you out. Now, yes, he may use people. He may use processes, because he uses different ways of doing it. And sometimes he just uses himself, but he will do it because that's how powerful he is.
Dr. Tony Evans, talking today about how the Holy Spirit brings the truth of God from the Bible directly and powerfully into your own life experience. Now, this lesson comes from Tony's two-volume series called The Names of the Holy Spirit. As I mentioned earlier, if you help us out with a contribution to keep this program coming your way, we'll say thanks by sending you all 12 messages in this series on CDs or MP3s. And as an added bonus, we'll also include Tony's just-released companion book, The Power of the Holy Spirit's Names, accompanied with a comprehensive DVD Bible study and workbook. But this special offer ends tomorrow, so be sure to make the arrangements right away at TonyEvans.org. That's TonyEvans.org. Or let one of our team members assist you when you call 1-800-800-3222. Our resource center is always open, so there's never a reason to wait. Again, that's 1-800-800-3222. The Bible tells us of the time the Holy Spirit showed up suddenly to gathered believers and supernaturally ignited their passion for Christ. Tomorrow, Dr. Evans will take a look at what needs to be done to reignite that spiritual passion in churches and believers. I hope you'll join us. The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.